Do you feel a vacation coming on? How about this dynamic destination? This is one of Canada's new tourism ads, packed with quick visuals, shot of Vancouver, shot of Toronto, riverbank, freeway sign in French, lighthouse, big fish, men on horseback, boat on lake, swimming polar bears, happy tourists, sushi, fishing village, seafood, happy service industry worker, fly fisher, snowboarder, kayaking near a whale, RV, train, sunset, live band, fireworks, aurora borealis, boom, destination Canada. I play that ad for you because U.S. tourism to Canada has rebounded. Maybe it's because of this ad campaign. They are now spending money on marketing Canada to the United States in a way that they had stopped. There were 4 years or so where they just weren't spending any money on trying to draw us there. But it's happening now, along with a few other factors. Vaughn Palmer, Vancouver Sun columnist. Hello.
Hi, Bill.
So U.S. tourism to Canada rebounds. Maybe because of the ad campaign we just played?
Well, you know, Destination Canada, it's kind of nice to see the Canadian government back into promoting tourism. They cut the budget a while back, stopped doing it. I think it's being helped along by a couple of other things, too. The Canadian dollar is low. It's a good bargain again. The country hasn't been this much of a bargain for a long time.
Yes.
I think, too, another thing that's happening, you know, after 9/11, there were a lot of safety concerns. Canadian and U.S. government moved to insisting that people had passports to get back and forth between the countries. I think a lot of Americans were used to easily crossing the border into Canada, more like going to a neighboring state, and it took a long time for that to take effect. Americans got passports, started traveling again. Fuel prices are down, the weather is nice, there are fewer security concerns coming to friendly old Canada. I think all of that put together has explained a surge in tourism. We're still short of the peak year. The peak year was 16 million visitors. If the year continues the way it's going, we might hit 14 million daytime visitors. They count it by days, so 14 million visitors to Canada this year, which will still be short of the record, but nice for cross-border commerce. And I can tell you the capital of British Columbia, Victoria, where I live, Bill, is crawling with tourists this summer, and man, is it a happy, welcoming place.
Yes, indeed. I suppose another dark side to this could be the violence that we've seen in Europe, France, Belgium, elsewhere in the world might even be keeping some North Americans home.
I guess so, Bill. That's kind of sad to think about it that way, but yeah, that's probably a factor. Just as I say, the switch to demanding everybody have a passport was a consequence of 9/11.
Right. Now, on another subject, Vaughn, we said last week that Vancouver is charging this new tax on foreign buyers of real estate. I take it that set off a little land rush?
Oh, yeah. The land registry in British Columbia, the online one, crashed last week. Mm. There were so many people trying to file their land sales or their property sales, residential property sales, before the deadline. The tax kicked in yesterday, so Tuesday. Monday night was the deadline. A lot of offices worked through the weekend. A lot of realtors worked through the weekend trying to get the deals done. And the government is now going to be monitoring sales to see if, what happens. Do foreign buyers stop buying? Or do they move to some of the places in British Columbia where the tax doesn't apply? The tax only applies within Metro Vancouver. So if you're buying, selling residential property in the Okanagan or here in Victoria, outside the outer suburbs of Vancouver, you don't pay the tax. There's some thought that the activity may switch out to there.
And Vaughn, with just a minute left, I wanted to also point out that critics are saying, whoa, you can't treat foreign buyers differently if they're part of the NAFTA trade agreement.
Yes, there is a lot of suggestion of that from some people. These are lawyers, of course, making the argument. It hasn't been decided by the courts. And NAFTA disputes tend to be adjudicated internationally by an arbitration panel. So I don't know if the lawyers who say this are right. And of course, as you will know, Bill, if Donald Trump becomes president, he's planning to tear up NAFTA anyway. So that will take some time and work for lawyers to sort it out. But yes, you're right. There is a controversy around that part of it.
All right. Well, we'll see whether the U.S. retaliates.
Yes, they might. Yes. They might.
Vaughn Palmer, Vancouver Sun columnist, joining us regularly to catch us up on our friends just over the border. Vaughn, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye, Bill.